Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and wishing you a Merry Christmas. It's the day before Christmas, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John is the author of Six Secrets to Start Up Success, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the great management minds in our Brain Trust, and leadership expert. He's talking to us about some things that we need to do at the year end. Part of it is to get out of our own way. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. ReadyFounder.com. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir. ReadyFounder.com.
Check it out. The book's still available wherever books are sold. Folks, I encourage you to make this book, put this book on your desk. Don't put it on the shelf. You need to have it open on your desk like mine. Mine's dog-eared and yellow tag sticking out of it all over the place. John, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know about wrapping up the new year so we can go into the wrapping up the old year so we can go into the new year with as little baggage as possible?
Well, you know, I think the most relevant it's one of the best times of all to look back and collect your learning from the year, both at a business level and, you know, breaking down your business. What did we go into the year trying to achieve in terms of the marketplace, in terms of sales, in terms of customer delivery, in terms of product development, and in terms of our team? And what did we learn? How did that go? What went well? What went better than expected? Mm-hmm. Why? What did not go as well? Why? And most importantly, how does that prepare us, or what are the implications for next year's game plan? And, you know, as we talked in the last segment, I encourage everyone at this point to look in the mirror and take an honest appraisal of your own performance. And I don't just mean did you show up to the office every day or into the, you know, customer lobby, mm-hmm. but how effectively are you playing to your strengths? Are you going at your business, building your business with the fire in the belly? You know, that feeling of excitement that gets you out of bed in the morning? Or does it feel more like a weight on your shoulders?
Boy, that's an honest question that you just have to ask yourself, folks, because it's a scary one too, isn't it, John?
I mean, there's a lot of fear.
Yeah, it's right. One that you're probably afraid to ask yourself. But you know, the thing is, John, is it might not be that if you answer the wrong way, that you're sort of saying to yourself, I've made a mistake, I'm not doing what I need to be doing, I don't like my business anymore, I don't love my business, mm-hmm. you know, blah, blah, blah. If that's the truth, then you're the last one to know, right? Everybody else already knows that. Your employees know it. Your customers probably know it. Your family probably knows it. But this is where, to me, John, you can stick one of my laws, and I call it Blessing's Law of Business Love, and that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Maybe it's not your business; it's the way you're doing business that you don't like. Maybe you need to adjust your product array, or maybe you need to, you know, maybe there's something else. Maybe it's not the fact that you're a business owner. It's what kind of a business owner you are. What do you think?
I agree. In any business, regardless of where you are in the business cycle, there are going to be aspects of it that are creating concerns for you, mm-hmm. and aspects of it that you feel more positively about. And the question is, what do you do, what can you do to impact those on either side? Some of us are natural worriers, and some of us are so naturally optimistic that we don't want to pay attention to mm-hmm. the things that are creating that gnawing concern. But you're right. You have the choice and the freedom as an entrepreneur to deploy yourself in whatever way you choose. What do you do well? Where does your business need those strengths? And how do you fill in the gaps and have others who are expert and specialist where you don't go as deep? Because that's typically the when a founder is a limiting factor to growth, it's often because they're putting themselves in position or taking up assignments that are not their forte.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, what you're saying is that another reason you might be unhappy is because you probably don't need to be the manager of your business. You need to be the CEO of your business. Two different jobs, right?
Right, and being CEO requires reflection. It requires more than simply doing a check, checking the tasks off of the list. And so, again, another reason why this end of year time, where typically most of us have a little more reflection time than we typically do during the year, take advantage of it. Come up for it. Or take the long view of in terms of where your business is going and your own performance.
The best thing, John, that ever happened to me was when I figured out that I needed to fire myself from jobs I didn't have to do anymore and promote myself to jobs that nobody else can do or that nobody else was doing.
And very liberating.
It's like somebody took it's a difference, John, between dreading going to work and being where you can't wait to get to work. Folks, if you want to be like that, and that's where I am right now, and I think that's where John is. Fire yourself. Get somebody else to do the jobs that you don't have to do anymore and promote yourself. Find, as a CEO, find those new jobs that your company needs. You're probably today the only one who could do it. We'll be right back. More to come with John Bradbury after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.